We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment, and I'm so excited to welcome the program Marlon Wayans from NBC's Marlon. Marlon, thanks for calling, man, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a huge fan of In Living Color. I've had Tommy Davidson on my show countless times, and it's so great to have you on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Tommy's crazy. I love Tommy.
Isn't he? So what did you learn from Tommy? Let's go, you know, especially, you know, you came into In Living Color at close to the end. What did you learn from Tommy?
I learned that his commitment to physicality and his energy in every scene. I learned it was like amazing. I learned there are no small parts, only small actors, and that you can make the most of every moment. Tommy never let any moment just be a moment. No matter what character he was doing, Tommy always gave it his all.
And that's key, and that's so important. And then I guess the experience when you talk about In Living Color, it was just such a huge thing to jumpstart the rest of your career, right? Wouldn't you say, just to be part of that cast and working with such unbelievable comics and the Wayans brand itself, right?
I was lucky. I was so lucky to go to... In Living Color was comedy college for me. I got to work with greats like Damon and Keenan and Jim Carrey and Kelly Caulfield and Kim. And, you know, I was just a young buck. And I remember all those lessons, just sitting there watching those guys in their prime just be brilliant. And 20 years later now, I have the opportunity to execute the same thing on my show, Marlon. And I apply all of that.
And it's so important, because when you learn in those skits, you learn how to develop characters, you learn so many different things, and you learn how comics and comedy works. And you said that it was a school for you, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, without that school, I don't know if I'd be the comedian I am today. And I also know how hard the work is, and that's why I'm on the road working every weekend to try and get better. Because the more you work, the harder you work, the better you get, and the longer time you will have in this industry. For me, this is a marathon, not a sprint. I've been in the game 25 years, and I feel like my best years are ahead of me.
And I truly believe this. We're talking to Marlon Wayans on NBC's Marlon on the Neil Haley Show, and looking at, again, the next opportunity you had, which was Scary Movie. So you go from one unbelievable brand to Scary Movie with Keenan, and this is huge, because you're a writer now. So you go from, you know, learning from comedians and working your craft to then writing. And that must have been an unbelievable experience with Scary Movie.
It was. I remember Keenan sent me I'm Gonna Get You Sucker when I was 9 years old.
Oh, I love that movie.
And I read that script and I laughed my behind off, and I was like, wow, my brother wrote that. I want to be a writer. And from that day on, I started writing young, and we wrote Don't Be a Menace, and then created Scary Movie, White Chicks, Little Man. And, you know, it was always a dream to get to the level where I could work with my big brother and partner with him. And we was able to accomplish that. And for me, that, I mean, like, you know, there's nothing greater than working with your hero.
Absolutely. And then now, Marlon, to have your own show, I'm sure this is a dream of yours, Marlon, forever, to say, okay, now my show, Marlon, and looking at the specific things. And I love the storyline, because, again, a couple that separate, decide to still work together. And there's so many families like that, aren't there, Marlon, that have in so many ways. Yeah.
So many broken families, but the reality of it is sometimes your heart is broken, your ego is broken, but you don't have to break your family. You find a way to make it work, find a way to become friends, and because I think it's important for kids to see that their mama and daddy can love them and love each other as well.
So true. And coming up with that storyline, did you write this as well, Marlon, the show?
No, Life wrote it for me. My ex kicked me to the curb, and then after that, we had to figure it out. And so we just learned to be great friends, and we still go on vacations together. We still, you know, hang out. I still spend a night over there sometimes, and I date my family.
It's a challenge, isn't it? It's reality meets life in so many ways in the show and going through that. But again, this blended family, such an important part of a situation that people see this show as something that, hey, this does happen in real life. We are not the Cosby Show anymore. You know, there are broken families, there are people that get divorced, but they have to make it work so the family continues to work. And that's the premise of the show. And your character, you bring that comedy edge to it in the way of, you know, of showing, hey, you're a father, but yet you want to have fun with your kids. You want to do certain things while your ex is like, no, I want to keep it straight and narrow. So it's an interesting working back and forth in a relationship like that.
Yeah, and it comes from a real life situation, and you know, it's great when you could take your life and make it art. And laughing at pain is a great thing, and laughing with laughs, and just creating a forum that I can. It's a cloud for me to just express my life, and it's a blank canvas, and you know, it's kind of like life is creating the art.
So, what should we expect season two, Marlon? Tell us about what we should expect in season two.
For it to be funny. I didn't think we could make a funnier show than we did in season one, but somehow we managed to make another 10 really funny, strong episodes. I think season two is funnier than season one.
That's great. That's fantastic. And that's an excitement of working with the cast. And I'm sure you enjoy the cast as well, working with them on a regular basis.
I love my cast. I've known each one of them outside of this for a long time, and I'm just really blessed to be able to work with them. I think they're all so funny and all so talented, and we keep each other laughing, and we're all really good friends, and it's rare that you get this situation where you could go to work with people that you love and do what you love. So, you know, I'm blessed, and I don't take it for granted.
All right, again, everyone needs to tune in Thursday night for the season premiere, 9 p.m. Eastern on NBC. And Marlon, where can we connect with you and stuff, social media-wise and stuff?
Oh, at Marlon Wayans on Instagram, at Marlon Wayans on Twitter. If you're listening to this right now, tweet me, at Marlon Wayans. I'm going to retweet you. At Marlon L. Wayans on Snapchat and Marlon Wayans fan page on Facebook. Tomorrow, the premiere of Season 2, Marlon at 9 and 9:30 on NBC. And also, you can binge watch Season 1 on Netflix now.
You love this, right? You see how important social media is and all the media is to promote your show. And there you go, a family-friendly show that people can watch and laugh. And it seems like you've really learned a lot of life lessons in your career, and best success and continued success with your career, Marlon.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, take care, man. See you later. Okay, bye.
Peace.
You're listening to Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.